Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
From the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the V Show, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Bobby V.
Holy smokes. $520? That's pretty impressive.
Don't say that, but okay.
No, are you kidding me? That's
you sent it. You sent that to me. But yeah, I think you put it down as Cody, and I was like, And I didn't know if you meant to send that to Cody.
I sent it to Cody Brown.
Ah.
Yeah.
I didn't see this. Did you put this on Twitter?
Mm-mm.
You only tagged Tanner. Tanner is now
No. He
more
sent
of the
it
favorite son than me.
He sent it to me.
I sent it to Jamie. I sent it to you. And I sent it to Cody. I didn't want to put the amount down, but you opened the show by telling the whole city, so I thank you for that.
That's a good amount of money. Why not?
Whatever. But the fact is...
Five units.
Oh, my God. Just stop.
Tanner.
If you were listening to us, I mean, you got to admit this is fun and funny. Friday's show, we did what we've done for years. We gave you we made picks based on the promotions in baseball. And there were five teams that gave away bobbleheads Friday and Saturday. There was one Friday, four Saturday. The one Friday was the Oakland Athletics. Show you how committed I was. I took some bad teams.
Yeah, really? God bless
you. But Oakland was giving away a Satchel Paige bobblehead. It's him in a rocking chair. It's one of the coolest bobbles I've ever seen. So that I put on the list. And there were four others. And they all came in. And so I put, just again, for S&G on the show. So you have some fun with it. I put a $20 bet down. ESPN bets are the best, and it was a $20 parlay, and they all won.
That is wild.
So the $20 parlay, picking all five of those teams, I'm trying to find the actual text. Do you see it? Here it is right here. Here it is. It was the Oakland Athletics against the Twins, who are pretty good, and they were losing. They came back and won 6-5. The Cardinals over the Giants, they won 9-4. The Cubs over the Mets, that's the only game in the series the Cubs won. They won 8-1. The Guardians over the Jays, they won 6-3. And then the Colorado Rockies at even money over the Washington Nationals. They were losing, too, and they came back and won. And so it was a $20 parlay, paid $570.03.
That's pretty strong. That's pretty strong.
Don't give me your metrics and your analytics. Give me who's giving away bobbleheads. That was Tulio was producing. That was the only criteria we had.
They had to give away baseball bobbleheads.
No, we picked the baseball. We always pick the best promotions, but
right.
Bobbleheads, except for Bat Day, are the King Daddy.
Right, right.
And there were five teams giving away bobbleheads, and so I picked them all.
You won a five-leg parlay.
A five-leg parlay based on bobbleheads.
That's strong.
Let's get a sports science episode on that. Be like, we are going to go into the insides, the promotion of giving away bobbleheads, and what does it do for the home team
telling you.
With the fans on
the
this
more
side.
You give, the more you get. That's what I believe. Well, I said it's Cody Brown.
Yeah, right.
He sent me back. He said, wow, that's Paul. Congratulations. But I'm sure it's not the kind of thing he'd like to publicize because it wouldn't. I mean, it would kind of minimize what he does, you know,
because
the whole idea is he's one of the guys who knows all the reasons.
Research on stats and whatnot.
He's doing stats. I'm like, look at this bobblehead of Satchel Paige. I'm taking them. So that was fun.
We
that
did
was great fun.
We did the baseball promotions thing, and if I remember last year, we weren't doing so hot.
No.
So maybe we need to just limit it to bat day and bobblehead day.
Maybe.
Maybe. Like, maybe we got to trim the fat a little bit.
Could be a new way to go. Lots of news, though, that I wanted to share. I can't help it. I'm like a little kid. I was excited about that. I'm wearing a shirt.
That is an awesome shirt.
This is We Want to Know Wednesday, after all. We went back from the Friends Urgently Competing Olympic Fun Fest. You have to say the whole name or you get in trouble. So we just did. We're down in Cocoa Beach. And some of us, we used to all give gifts. Now we don't do that anymore. I brought great gifts. So I may be immodest. Everybody got a licensed PGA hat.
Right.
Yeah. And so Rich, who's the host for this year, because it was down near Orlando, he works at University of Central Florida, gave us all shirts that are powder blue, and it's got old mascot on. We'll talk about him in a minute. But the reason, I was like, what the hell is that? He said, well, our school used to be called Florida Tech. Now there is a Florida Tech. There's another Florida
right.
Tech. But that's what Central Florida used to be called, Florida Tech. And their school color was this powder blue.
Right. It's a nice powder blue.
And the mascot was this little goofy guy over here who's kind of adorable, but
he is adorable.
He's called, the mascot was a citronaut.
What is a citronaut?
A citronaut is a guy whose head is shaped like an orange because he's an orange, but he's wearing a spaceman's helmet because that was the two main industries of that area and of the school was the citrus industry and aeronautics.
All right, I'm taking
so
a photo
a
of just the citronaut. Just the citronaut.
He's quality.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what he is. He's a citronaut.
I'm putting that on social media.
So there you go. We want to know anything. Did you know it used to be called Florida Tech with powder blue colors and a citronaut as the mascot? Very adorable little guy. Also, we stayed at an Airbnb. You know, it's the first time I've ever stayed in an Airbnb. I've never done it before. And it was a wonderful place. Owned by a British guy. Sounded like Ringo Starr. Thick Cockney accent.
Nice.
He was great. We had to call him for one thing. I don't remember. He got on the speakerphone with us, and he could not ask us more. Is everything okay? Hope you're having a wonderful holiday. I hope it's a great holiday. You know, if you want to put the light on in the pool for night swimming, because, you know, it's nice to take a dip at night. I can't even do the accent at night. So he was great. But we're sitting there. So what's today? Today's Wednesday. Yesterday afternoon, we decided the last meal we always have, we have at the house. We've gone out and eaten a number of places. But let me go back to that because this, I'll tell you, Cocoa Beach has got some really cool stuff. A lot of places to eat right on the water. So almost every meal we had was at some restaurant on the water. We're having lunch yesterday, about noon, and we're sitting there, and all of a sudden this big barge comes in, and it's got this towering thing on it. It's a big barge, and it's got, and we look, and somebody says, that's one of the booster rockets.
Oh, snap.
And it was. You know, the boosters now, it's Elon Musk's company, SpaceX, they don't crash into the water.
Yeah.
They come down and they have little retro things, and they land on land.
Yeah.
So this was that rocket that landed on land. I guess he had done a launch earlier in the week, and this was the rocket. It's all black. It's all, you know, from the heat.
Singed and everything.
It's singed.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's singed. Terrible. Your mother had such an influence on me. The only thing I'm thinking is, oh, somebody's got to wash that. I'm visualizing some guy with like a gigantic tub of Fantastic. They don't care. They just bring it back like this. It is absolutely singed. You can barely read the logo for SpaceX. So we wanted to see what they were going to do with it. And they just finally docked it, and then it didn't go any further. But that was fun. How they had a dock it, all these tiny little boats going around. I was looking for Theodore.
Oh, Theodore Tugboat.
Yeah, but he wasn't there. But
it's on vacation.
Yeah, so they managed to get it in there, and then we left. So that was nice enough. That was pretty. Took a picture. Then we go to, now so we're back at the house, and as I said, we're going to cook out. So we're sitting in the yard. They have a little pool in the yard of this house. Very lovely place to stay. And there's five of us, and we're all sitting there. And a Todd Ant, the former broadcaster for ABC News, is sitting there, and we're facing each other, and he We're away from each other a little bit, though. It's not like we're right at the same table. And all of a sudden, he looks up over my head, and he says, "What is that?" And he looks up in the sky, and so I turn around and look, and it's a vapor trail.
Okay.
And we go, "Oh, my goodness. They must have had a launch." And it's a little cloudy, a little bit less cloudy than it is here today, but kind of the same sky, little patches of sunshine, it's cloud. So we see the vapor trail, and now all of a sudden emerging from the other side of the cloud is the rocket. We saw a rocket launch.
Okay, that's awesome.
So it's way out there, and it's and you see the little orange tail at the back, which is, you know, the thrust.
Right.
Okay, so it goes, and we watch it till it gets out of sight, and you hear that so you hear very little, though. You see it, but you don't hear very much. Now it gets out of sight, and now all of a sudden you hear the roar of the engine.
Oh, because, yeah, the sound.
Speed of sound,
yeah, right,
is slower than the speed of light, so we see it before we can hear that. And then somebody said, "Well, how can that be? What is that?" And then we realize, yes, you know, it's the speed of sound and light. But here's the kicker. And I found all this out by going online and looking. So about, I don't know, maybe 3-4 minutes later, all of a sudden we hear boom, boom. When the booster rockets dislodge, they pick up so much speed coming back down to Earth that they break the sound barrier.
Oh, really?
So we got two sonic booms.
Oh, wow.
And they say that, I read it, it's about 8 minutes into the flight. They're up there, they eject the two booster rockets on either side, and they start coming to Earth, and they accelerate so much that they break the speed of sound. And so they exceed the speed of sound, so they break the sound barrier. So you get two sonic booms. Now, we didn't know that was coming, so we jumped in the air.
Oh, God, yeah,
like
I bet.
Startled the hell out of the five of us. But then we looked it up. That's what it is. So we got, you know, NASA, you could pay $250 and get a whole launch experience. They'll bring you there to a place where you get a great. They actually have different packages. One is called Feel the Heat. Yeah, you're close enough. You're about 4 miles away, but you're close enough you actually can feel the heat from the launch.
That's crazy and terrifying at the same time.
So they have that, and with that comes, like, lunch.
Right.
But they charge, like, $250. And we didn't feel the heat, but we heard the launch, and we got to see it for nothing in the backyard of a house there. So I've never seen. So we saw
that's
the booster
cool.
rocket come in. They are big.
Yeah,
it is tall. I don't know how many stories it's up there, but it's up there.
Yeah,
and then and we got to see the launch. So that was pretty cool.
That's pretty
so,
cool. Yeah, lunch in the show.
Yeah, so and completely unplanned, just completely lucky. We also took a picture in front of the Barbara Eden statue because you know that's where they filmed.
Oh yeah,
that's where
right.
the show was.
Based,
although they never did any filming there.
Oh, really?
There's no filming done in Cocoa Beach. It's awfully nice of her to show up to this thing. They dedicated a street, like a park to her, a little part of a park, and she showed up for it. And this plaque says, on this day in 1996, Barbara Eden came here because the I Dream of Jeannie was set in the town of Cocoa Beach on the television show. And I was like, they didn't even film it yet. They filmed the whole thing in California. But so we had to,
that was nice.
Took a picture in front of that.
You're a big fan of Barbara Eden.
Oh, yeah. No. God, I wish they'd had a real statue. That would have been impressive. It's just a plaque. So it is a sign.
Excuse me, sir. Can you please get off of that?
You know, I'm sorry. I'm staying here. You have to move your cot. You can't stay here.
Staying with Jeannie.
So very entertaining. The Friends Earthly Competing Olympic Fun Fest is the major championship. That was the 10 events on the first day. And Gary won again. We've had it for 19 years. He's won it 12 times. I've won it 6. And Todd's won it once. And the other two guys have never won it. So we started a second one, which is the Bear Cup, boys energetically and respectfully competing under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Cup. And you get a bear.
Teddy bear.
Yeah. But I realize we can't just keep giving teddy bears out. So this is why I like, and I won that this year. So I've got my first Bear Cup. Third year we've done it.
See, nice. See, Nick? See how he doesn't have to chase a teddy bear into a trash can?
Huh?
Like someone that we know?
It was one time, and they were. I had to
remember when he the whole story that he went into a trash can at the Blues game to get a teddy bear.
I was trying to get a teddy bear, and somebody had pity on me and gave me their teddy bear.
Was there one in the garbage?
No, but there was a bunch of boxes that said teddy bears on them, and so I was rummaging through the boxes
like a homeless man.
Yeah,
and they gave it.
And
to
a lady felt so bad,
to like your 4-year-old little brother.
Yeah, right.
They don't know us.
No. It was one of the more shameful things I've done.
See, the premise of this whole thing, very quickly, is it's supposed to be filled with whimsy.
Right.
Like, we had all these ridiculous traditions. We started it in Omaha, Nebraska. Why in Omaha, Nebraska? That's the perfect absurdity of the whole thing.
Right. The Marlon Perkins Award.
It's still called that, the Marlon Perkins Cup, because it's the Mutual of Omaha. And we used to do it with the tossing of the beef. You take a hamburger patty and you declare, with this toss, I officially declare the whatever annual blank-off games undoing. We would toss it over our heads backwards.
And where it landed
on the car would be an indication of what kind of games you expected. You know, on the roof, a very high level of play, on the windshield, kind of slippery slope. If you missed it altogether, it was going to be crazy. So, you know, and we got away from it. And then we did it when we moved it to different cities. We'd throw something that was indicative of the city. We went to Myrtle Beach, we threw shrimp.
Okay, you know, that makes sense.
So it was, but now we got away from that. And so, and Gary's ultra competitive.
Right.
Oh, so he prides himself on winning the thing. And so now, and I feel bad. There literally are two guys who've never won in 19 years, never won anything. I don't know why they keep coming.
I can't believe you've been doing it for 19 years.
So I decided this Bear Cup would be games that are much more games of chance.
Right.
Board games, things like that.
Right.
The other 10 things that we play are games that there's some skill set. Miniature golf.
Right.
We used to do bowling. We had pool. We did, you know, bar shuffleboard. We did other things. All right. So we started the Bear Cup. And one of the guys who's never won anything was tied with me for the lead the last event with Todd. Three-way tie. And it's a completely game of chance, the last one. It's one card. High card.
High card. Okay. That's High card.
That's the only event. And I picked the highest card.
Wow.
So I get the bear. But the idea is the bear. Now, I said we can't just keep giving bears. Gary won one of those, and he got a bear dressed up as a golfer.
Right.
Mike won. He did win one. I shouldn't say he's never won anything, because Todd's won the big event. Mike won the Bear Cup. His bear's dressed like a tennis player.
Right.
But Rich has never won anything.
I so badly wanted
him to win this. It's terrible, because I want to compete too, but I just wanted, you know. And I can tell he's laughing. Gary gives him all sorts of grief for it. How can you be so bad at everything? You know,
so how can you be so bad at everything?
Yeah, so I mean, it's
can you hear Uncle Gary saying that?
Yeah, so you know, and Rich, God bless him, he rolls with the punches. So he's the one that wants
he's a movie star.
Kind of so. Luck, everything luck out and things. So anyway, Mike's is dressed as a tennis player. Gary's is dressed as a golfer. And I said, well, we just can't keep buying teddy bears. So we have one teddy bear. I bought one already.
Right.
And he's in the bag at home. And what we're going to do, I'm pretty jazzed up. Now, this is perfectly whimsical.
Right.
I mean, you would get it. You should be coming to this thing. It is. I said to them the other day, you know, I'm getting a little nervous. I think you guys have all grown up on me. Like, you view this like a real grown-up vacation. Like, they want to go and hang out. And the whole premise of it is it's supposed to, the events take no time.
Right.
We made them shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. So there's plenty of time to do stuff. You want to go to the beach, you want to go all the way to the pool, but they don't want to actually play anything anymore. And I'm like, guys, I didn't come here. I don't need you guys to go on vacation. I'm good at vacations. I mean, so we're not going to play? I felt like I was selling something that they aren't buying, the Bear Cup. But Gary fortunately rallied her. But Gary doesn't want to put a lot of emphasis in the Bear Cup because it's a lot of luck and
you
can't win it all the time.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
So,
right.
So the Bear Cup is the second day. So what I want to do with the bear, I found a woman on Etsy.
Right.
Who sews. Now, they did get a little excited by this. This is cool. I want to have a tradition, another whimsical, ridiculous tradition. So we got to get back to the tossing of the beef, for starters, or whatever it is. And so the tradition here would be this woman hand sews jackets for Build-A-Bears.
Oh, cool. Nice.
And she has all different colors. So I had, what crossed my mind was like the Masters green jacket thing.
I love that. Get,
but if we got a green jacket, Todd and Mike Voyak wear very different size jackets.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to buy five jackets. Now we're talking about a lot of money. What are we going to do with the jackets? So I thought about getting the bear a green jacket, but that's not unique enough. So this woman is going to make me five different colored jackets, and each one will represent one of the players.
One of the guys.
And I think she can personalize it.
Oh, very
so,
nice.
So the year that you win it, if your color is you have the red jacket or whatever it may be, then after the ceremony, instead of at Butler Cabin, we'll do it at Maid Cabin or Homemaker Cabin or Housekeeper Cabin. It's not a butler. It'll be a whatever cabin. will be the big tradition where the guy who won it last year puts the little jacket in your color on the bear and shakes your hand. It's a big, it's one of the, it's, you know, it's a tradition like no other.
Right.
So they did get excited.
Whimsical.
That is fantastically whimsical. Right. And if we do it right, it'll grow. There'll be some other aspects to it you don't consider. Like, I don't know what it would be, but Todd, the trophy gets so beat up, the original trophy.
Right.
The original trophy was a big plaque with a picture of Marlon Perkins.
I can't believe you actually had Marlon Perkins. Yeah.
I had to cut it out of a magazine. And so now it got so beat up. And Todd likes nicer things. So he found a trophy. He's so excited about this guy. And he gets mad at me because I can't help it. That's part of my problem. I can't shut up. He has a guy in Florida that has made him this trophy. It wasn't like some wild creation. It's a nice trophy. Same thing. The plaque has room to put each new name. So we started off by putting the name of last year's winner on it. And I won last year. So I got to put my name on it this year. Yay. Okay. So now next year, Gary will put his on for winning this year.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But again, typical of us. We didn't plan it for this. Is good. This is so Feroffian, say it that way. Mm-hmm. We have a term for things that go goofily. At the top, it lists. He took so much of the plaque to tell everybody it's the Perkins Cup and blah, 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 that now we're running out of places to put the names.
So he made the title too big.
Yeah, so I don't know what we're going to do in like 3 years. We're not going to be room for any more
Can you build an extension like the Stanley Cup? Cup?
Yeah. But he loves this guy, and he keeps talking about him. Hey, he's going to make me the trophy. I got to go see Irving, whatever his name is, to make a trophy. Then this is, 1 year I was sick and I wasn't there, and this is perfect, and I feel bad because I feel like I'm raining on their parade now. For some inexplicable reason, there's only five of us, mind you.
Right.
He made another trophy for most outstanding player. Now, how can the most outstanding player be anyone other than the guy who won? There's only five of us there. I said, what the hell do we need? And it's heavy as hell. And I had to check two suitcases because I couldn't get all the – and take the trophies apart and then put them in these two – to get them through – I had to check them too because you can't – you know, it's got one of those long metal poles to hold the trophy together.
Right.
You can't take that on a carry-on. It's like a weapon.
Yeah, right.
So I had to check it. So I said, why do we need – and he looked so hurt. I said, Todd, I don't understand – So See, Rich, of course, who's angry because he's never won anything. Yeah, what do we need participation trophies for? What do we got this? There's only five of us. So now he's like, I don't know. Well, I don't know what we'll do with that. So I don't know. I don't even know what they did with it. But that made no sense. But he was so proud that the guy made this trophy.
Right.
And they made the other one. I said, Todd, why do you keep talking about this? Did he donate these trophies or did he do them for you for free? He said, oh, no. I said, so what you're telling us is the man has a trophy store and you bought two trophies. Well, yeah. What is so special about that? I mean, I do that all the
nice
time.
Trophies?
I buy Din Brothers trophies all the time.
Shout out Din Brothers.
And like, you know how that works? Let me explain how it works. I call them, say I'd like this trophy, and send them money, and then they send me the trophy, which sounds very similar to the situation that Todd has with his guy in Boca. But he just loved, so
see, this is
so
why
I piss everybody off. I pissed him off, and I pissed all the guys hounding them about playing the Bear Cup. And so, yeah. And so it's just, it was, I don't know. I was they lost their sense of whimsy. There's too much of a sense of we got to go. Like, we used to eat, and we used to eat the crappiest places, which was fun during the day. Because it used to be long as hell. That was the one thing about being younger and stupider.
Right.
We didn't have time to get all the events in. We actually played a full round of golf. We did, you know, and two games of bowling. And they were all different places. We're driving all over the city. Now we go to an arcade, and we play like six events in the arcade.
Nice.
We do pop a shot and shoot the gun. I won that event. I was terrible at pop a shot. Embarrassing thing. I used to coach basketball and was so bad at pop a shot. That's, you know.
And we have one here to practice.
Miniature golf, we do have a very clever way. You play all 18 holes, and you only take one shot. If it's not a hole-in-one, you pick it up. And the most hole-in-ones wins for the course of the round. I pulled a Rory McIlroy. I had three hole-in-ones after 13 holes. Nobody else had more than one, and I finished third.
Holy
smokes.
The
other guy's got three hole-in-ones down the stretch, and I couldn't.
Wow.
Yeah, terrible. That pissed me off, too. So that could have faulted me into the lead. But But so we've gotten to the point where now we've cut it back so much, there's so much free time.
Right.
And now they go to all these restaurants where their dinners are $110, $120, you know. And they used to be eating at Runz's. Anybody eating at Runz's in Kansas? Runz's is, ask my neighbor about Runz's. One of them loves it, one of them hates it. It's,
really?
I don't even have to describe it. It's kind of like a Hot Pocket. I'm not kidding you. That's what it is. It's basically a glorified Hot Pocket.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what we used to eat. Now every meal is, we're out and we're here and we're going and, you know, and it was just like, what happened to the whimsical? We used to go to a casino. Well, one of the events was we'd go to the dog track and we would bet five races. You got a hypothetical, you got a legitimate, you had to put it in the machine, $25. Mm-hmm. And when the thing was up, you had to bet a minimum of $5 a race. You could bet $5 to show. And at the end of the day, whoever had the most money on the ticket won. You know, that was in Omaha. They had dog racing. We don't do anything like that anymore. Nothing. So we play these fast events, and we're all done. And then I said, all right, well, at least we'll have a second event the second day. And the second day is all supposed to be like made bar games, basically.
Yeah, right.
I learned a new dice game called Mexico.
Okay.
You know Pig. Everybody knows Pig.
Yeah, everyone knows Pig.
Pig is our last event in the Friends.
Yeah, and it pisses me off. Usually
did again this year. Pissed me off again this year.
Yay, absolutely. Tradition unlike any other.
Pissed me off, absolutely. But now I learned another game, Mexico, which is very cool, very fun.
Mexico. Mm-hmm. Dice game,
I'll explain
Mexico.
Explain it to you later. Two dice. Very fun.
Okay.
So we played that. We played a card game called Spoons, which these are all children's games, basically. We played High Card. We threw cards in a hat. You know the cards
in a hat thing? Yeah.
We did that. And then we played Deal or No Deal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like the arcade game.
Yeah, but it's with cards.
Okay.
We played that. Those were the five games. But those weren't really good games either. We just made them up because we didn't have any stuff. We used to bring things. Like, we didn't, you know, we used to bring, there was a putting game we used to play in the apartment. Nobody brought that. There wasn't a lot of thought given to it. It was just, let's get together and go lay by the pool and eat in good restaurants. And that's called a vacation.
So you feel like you got away from your roots a little
bit. Yes, exactly.
I think you guys...
Let me explain it this way. When I go tell my neighbor, who loves it, God bless him, Rob, if you're listening, he gets a kick out of it because of the absurdity. Not because, hey, Rob, guess what I did? What? We flew to Florida, and we ate lunch on the beach, and then we laid by the pool. Yeah, that's called a vacation. Oh, yeah, I guess it is. No, when I tell him we have a tossing of the beef and we play events and we have a trophy called the Marlon Perkins Cup and we got a teddy bear that we dress in, that's the whimsy of the thing. So, and then I pissed him off, I think, because I'm like, I felt like I was the big bad daddy. I was just, you know. And then we are, you know, we're inconsiderate guys.
Right.
And so that pisses me off, too. I mean, because when you're the, like, they got up yesterday and they all went to the beach. And I didn't know. Nobody told me where they were. So I get up, and it's a completely empty apartment. I don't know where the hell they are. Right? Oversensitive or a little bit right to be a little tiny bit pissed off. So I get up. There's nobody there. I don't know where they are.
Did they text you?
Nothing. They had to wake me up to go, but just a text, hey, we're down at the beach. Fine. Nothing. So the place we stayed was very nice. You could walk to the corner, and there was a restaurant right there, a cool place. We don't eat in any chains. I will give us credit for that. So it's Joanne's. Joanne was actually there the day before. This day I go, so I'm eating breakfast. So finally, I'm basically done. I've already called your mother and told her I'm here by myself. I don't know where anybody is. And I get Gary calls me and says, where are you? I said, I'm at Joanne's. I'm breakfast. See, I told him I thought that's where you'd be. I said, okay. Oh, we're on the air, so somebody has to come in. All right.
Oh, we have something going on.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, you got to go help Louie do an interview or something?
I don't know.
You know, why would you want to stay on my show? No, that's okay. Don't worry about it. So now I'm telling the story to you.
I got my fingers stuck in the door.
Good. Tullio.
Yeah, he deserves
it. Telling you the story. He does. So, because I'm asking him, I said, now you be the judge here. And now how can you be the judge? He can't even hear the story. So you can be the judge. Or nobody can be the judge. I went and I'm sitting there. And so Gary calls. Says, I told him that's where I figured you'd be. Okay. Now keep in mind, I've just gotten up and got dressed and walked out of this place to have breakfast. And so he comes in the door, and I said, where is everybody? He said, they're all in the car. I said, oh, okay. So I said, what's going on? So I'm explaining what's going on with the Bear Cup, and I can tell he's just like, he's saying yes to anything, basically just to get me out of the restaurant. Because he's like, the three guys are in the car. Like, yeah, yeah. I could have said, yeah, what I think we'll do, we'll blast to Mars and we'll try to play weightless games. Yeah, great. That'd be a great idea. Good idea. Hell of an idea. Let's go. So I'm like, what the hell's going on here? So Todd actually has a house, a condo in Boca, which is about an hour or so down, maybe even further. Probably a little further than that, actually. And his wife was down there, and she's a big business person. And so she drove the car, not all the way up, a little bit up. She was at a conference, and now she was flying out of the airport, wherever, what other Florida city she was in. And Todd, God bless him, but he's nervous about stuff. Mm-hmm. So now...
He's my spirit animal.
They come pick me up. They don't pick me up. They basically demand me. Let's go. I'm like, all right, I have no idea what's going on. Nobody's told me anything. It was like being held hostage. So I get in the car, and we're driving. And I'm hearing the little voice, the Siri person telling us, make a left. Where are we going? So now, in typical F-off fashion, we go to, because Gary loves casinos.
Nice.
So here, they're treating me like a divorced child. They are going to bring me to the casino and drop me off there and leave me there while they go do whatever this thing is they're doing. I don't know, drug deal? I don't know what the hell they're doing. So it gets perfect. So now we get to the boat, which is about 15, 20 minutes away, and it's a boat.
Right.
It's not like casino. It's a boat. The boat has sailed. There's nothing there. So we pull into the parking lot. No boat. Oh, we can wait for the next cruise. It's 12:30 in the afternoon. Next cruise is 7 at night.
Oh, jeez.
Right? So back in the car. So where are we going? We're going to pick up Todd's car. Now, keep in mind, by the way, I haven't taken my pills yet.
Right.
Because I want to get breakfast. And we're supposed to go back to the condo, which is 60 feet away, and get my pills. Well, now I'm 30 miles away, and it's getting worse. I said, so where did your wife, because you know me, now I can't shut up. Where did your wife choose this spot because you couldn't find a spot in Georgia? Is that why the car wound up here? We're driving and driving and driving. And he picks the car up, and now we're going somewhere else. And so, yeah, I can understand why maybe I didn't endear myself to her, because that person said, where are you dragging me now? So they've got a place picked out to go to eat on another place on the water.
Nice.
I just had breakfast. So we go to this place, and they could eat seafood till they're dead bodies and it's oozing out of their pores. Like the night before, they said, where do you guys want to go? I saw Japanese. I love Japanese.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Japanese steakhouse. So there's Sam's Fin and Fish shop, or there's Joe's Crab coming out your nose, and there's Tony's Let's Get Stuff Out of the Sea. How about which one of those you want?
Let's Get Stuff Out of the Sea.
What about the Japanese steakhouse? No. Chirp, chirp, chirp. So I was like, I'm Mr. Cellophane. And I started the god dang thing. I started the whole event. And now I've become surplused.
Become surplused.
So that's why I was a little bit pissed off.
You got when do you host next?
You'll have to talk if I'm eating a piece of pizza.
Yeah, okay, so I mean,
it's 4 a.m.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I mean, I feel like you guys are evolving, so you got to do things that aren't just the events, but you got to get back to the events enough. So I'm saying,
here's the deal. We've gone away from every rule that we started. The
Which
whimsy
was.
Is gone. Hmm. You were supposed to go to strange places.
Well, see,
we went to Omaha because that's where the College World Series was, and I'd gone the year before, and I was like, this looks cool. Let's come here. So we did that. Now, nobody was supposed to host it, because if you host it, you have the burden of – you can't help it. No matter how much you say, oh, they're just guys, come on, let's as long as I have a bed. No, you're going to want to be – and people look to you for answers. Where
right.
are we going? Where are we going? So now it's turned into a guy who was a host. And ultimately, then he gets too many of the decisions. And also, one of the great things about the event, the chaos that came from not having a true point person. That was half the fun, because we'd get in there and everything became a source of discussion. Or I thought we were going to the restaurant. I thought we were going bowling. I thought we were parachute jumping. But now the guy is right. Rich says we're going. I've got lunch at this place on the dock, and I'm going to lunch in that place. And, you know, we would have a lot more of, you know, the old saying. What's a donkey? it's a horse designed by committee.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's what it used to be. But that was the fun of it. The idea was that you could still have a competitive thing, but surrounded by the
whimsy.
The whimsy.
Right.
And the whimsy is going away, and now next year we're going to we've already announced it, we're going to Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
But that's kind of Todd. That's kind of Rich. That's what the hell's the guy's name? Gary's place. Gary's Myrtle Beach.
So I'm kind of bummed that you're not bringing it here because
we've already done it here three times.
Yeah, I know, but I'm kind of bummed it's not coming back because I feel like I could help. I could find them enough good spots so you wouldn't have to be host. I could tell them where to go.
I'll tell them where to go.
And then you guys could, you know. And
they're my dearest friends, and they're the nicest people in the world.
Right.
But
and you pissed them all off.
Yeah, I did. Todd looked pissed off, and he's as dear a friend as I got. He said, well, you're always yelling at everybody.
You're always yelling at everybody. Yeah, okay.
Well, because you know why? This is why I lost it. Here's what was going on. Imagine, you know me well enough to know this would drive me nuts. We spontaneously had a cornhole tournament because we walked by a place that had cornhole boards.
Nice.
So we went in there.
I feel like that's very Boffian.
That was good. But I felt bad because you can't just play. It's in a bar. It's a beach bar. So I went up and I bought a beer for everybody. And three of the guys were already drinking mixed drinks. So we went up throwing three of the beers out, which I didn't care about. It was just a kind of a rental fee.
Yeah, right.
So, okay. So we said, all right, here's what we're doing. How do you want to do this? And that's great. We can one round or two rounds. All right, so two rounds. All right, so here's what we're doing. So it'll be two rounds. You shoot one from each end. You shoot all of them in a row. Total score, and you know you go there, and so you know, and so and then we'll total it up, and that's how it'll work. All right. So how many rounds? Two rounds. And I just got through sending Mike. You go here, and Gary, you go here, and Todd, you go. How many rounds? Two rounds. Where do I go? My God, and I said it three times. So
herding cats.
So Todd says, you know I'm ADHD. Why do you get mad at me? It's like, oh, my God. So, yeah.
Todd really is my spirit animal. He really is the one I relate to most.
So I was like at that point. And I was already a little cranky about them leaving me behind in the morning and everything.
Right.
So, yeah.
Did you ever get your pills?
Yes, I finally went back.
Okay, good.
Like 3 p.m, but I got them. So I mean, it was just, it's my baby, and they're trucking it up.
Well, things evolve, so you got to be, you know, flexible, but at the same time, you got to get back to the whimsy.
Give me an idea. The idea was Gary and I had said from college,
right,
we got to get together once a year. When college, we would play everything. We were on the basketball team together. We had a shooting game we played at the end of practice. Loser bought a spaghetti dinner. There's a place on the beach in Virginia Beach was like a $3 spaghetti dinner, which is about all you can afford in college. Then we played miniature golf. We'd go to putt-putt when they had a dollar day. Mm-hmm. Back then, you paid like $2 and you could play as many rounds as you wanted. And we quite literally would play, I don't know, 180 holes, like 10 rounds. I'm not exaggerating. So we would do that. Then we'd play shuffleboard. We would play, you know, anything you could imagine.
You did a par 3 course over there too, right?
No. But okay, thanks anyway.
No, I thought you...
At where?
Virginia Wesleyan. I thought there was a little like pitch and putt or something.
No, they had a little, they put in, yes, like three, it wasn't even really a putting green. It was just flags they stuck in the ground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, we did all of that. So we had to recreate. We were on the golf team together too, and we went and stayed in the Warm Springs Inn. It was a resort near Hot Springs, which is near the Homestead, gorgeous part of the western part of Virginia. And we played shuffleboard, real shuffleboard. And we played for all 4 years, and I won two and he won two, and we were supposed to have we've said for years we got to go find a place that shuffleboard and play that deciding seventh game, and we'd also play to 100. You know how long it takes people who are not good at shuffleboard to get 100 points?
I was going to say, it's like, good God, how long were you playing?
Forever. But the 1 year we were playing, and I was, you know, I had to really grind as a golfer. To this day, I mean, I'm not. Somebody just picks it up the first time and, wow, he's great at it right away. So I had really had one of my better rounds. And back then, better rounds for small college golfers aren't like they are now. Small college guys are shooting 68, 71.
Yeah, really.
You know, we were trying to get to 80, you know, but I'd really worked my ass off to grind all day. So now we go play this shuffleboard game. And it's taken forever. And I'm ahead 90. That's like the story I tell my brother Jim. I'm ahead like 90 to 12 or something. And he says, you're not going to score another point.
Oh,
and
no.
I'll be a son of a blank if he didn't run the table on me and win.
Score 80,
I could hardly talk to him for the next day. I was so exhausted and pissed off. But it's the same way. We used to play tennis. We're not great tennis players.
Right.
Came down to the last game. It was like a tiebreaker in the last set. And I hit a shot and hit it off the throat of his racket.
Right.
And it went up and hit him in the eye. And then he was so pissed he hit the ball into the parking lot because that was
naturally
the match point. And so he didn't talk to me for like 3 hours. And then he said, you know, it wasn't so bad the losing, but I can still feel the fuzz on the ball spinning around
in
my
eye. Right.
So, I mean, so that's the kind of history we have. So anyway, what came about is I was at the College World Series, and it was so much fun to be there with Louisville the first time they went. And so I got back. I said, this is it, Gary. We're starting the event right now. No more we're going to do it. We're going to do it. This had been probably 20 years since we're out of school. So he said, where? I said, we're going to Omaha, Nebraska. I'm just telling you, we're doing it. And if you talk forcefully enough, people listen. We flew to Omaha. We stayed in the little hotel I stayed at when I went to the College World Series. There was a golf course. There was a casino. We did. It was so much fun. And he was in the room. And I remember it was late at night. And he was in bed. And I was sitting at the table. And I said, you know, this is it. This is what we got to do. And he said, and I was doing the acronym in my head. I said, this is the annual Friends Urgently Competing Olympic Fun Fest. He said, why is it called that? I said, well, do it in your head. If you see. Oh, okay. I said, that's it. I said, and we'll do it, and we'll invite two people every year, and they can invite two more people, and we'll grow it until, like now, we would be up to, I thought it would be at the point where we would come in and we'd take a whole hotel.
Yeah, right.
You know, and that's what it would be down to. So we invited two guys, and they came. I don't remember which two it was. And then we invited, and the rule was my brother used to have his golf tournament. If you say no, you're on the permanent non-invitee list.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that's how it was with his golf tournament. So you had to be, you kind of had to check ahead of time if you're going to accept, because if you aren't, he asked you, you weren't coming. Didn't matter who it was. You took this down, you're on the permanent non-invitee list. So we got two guys. They played. And then we invited two more. They played, one of which was Gary Bonneville. Won't mean anything to listeners, but you know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
So we had six. And then Bonneville was like, you do this every year? He was, I'm like, yeah. So next year he didn't come. And now he went on the permanent non-invitee list.
Wow.
So we talked about who else do we want to invite. And there was talk about the kids, our children. You and Jamie. Gary's got a son.
Grady.
Rich has two sons. Mike has a son. Not that it can only be guys. The daughters could come too if they wanted to. But it's strange. The oldest one in every family was a boy. So we thought maybe you guys would play. And you guys were going to be called the sons having intense whatever it was. To be.
Yeah.
Spitheads.
Yeah, right.
So we never did that. So then we had a couple of other people we thought of asking. And then after about 5 years, the other guys, Gary and I talked about it, and the other guy said, why do we have to invite anybody else? We like this. This is perfect, just the five of us.
Right.
Bonneville last year put on an all-out blitz to get
the
I'm
back
not kidding about. He sent us gifts.
I think you should let Gary back.
No. They said no.
Voted no?
Oh, yeah. They said that was very nice of him, but no.
Wow.
This is who's here, the five of us, and that's it.
I think you should bring that back up.
No.
Like he'll be.
Gary brought that up because he talks to Bonneville more than anybody. And Bonneville was like, shocked. What happened? I don't know. The guy's just a scientist.
Now, see, you missed the year because you were sick.
They
gave you an exemption.
Yes. Well, that was not exactly a let's get a note for my dog ate my homework. I mean, that was really easy to check and see, oh, he's in the hospital clinging to life. Yeah. So that was a legitimate reason to miss. But so that's how we wound up with five, and we will have five. But I felt like a salesman trying to introduce a product that they don't have interest. I said, they brought it up at lunch and they kind of laughed. And I said, hope you understand I feel, but I feel like you guys have all grown up on me. You know,
well, maybe they have, but maybe there's a way you can get some of the wins.
I don't know.
Back.
It's part of the problem is they're not so much like Mike Voyak, who was the head coach at a Division II school in Long Island, who I was an assistant with at Hofstra. Is one of the kindest human beings, fantastic guy. But he just goes with the flow.
Right.
So, you know, he's not really going to take an initiative, although he hosted it once on Long Island. That was the year I was sick. I would have liked to have seen that one. That must have been good. So he just goes either way. So when they said, let's all play, he comes in and plays. And, you know.
Right.
I think Rich doesn't want to admit it because Gary's merciless. he was Gary's assistant, and so I think he, you know, he's shying away from the competition, which is strange. He's a great athlete. He runs like 3 miles a day.
I was gonna say, yeah, he's.
But for some reason, he just sucks at everything. He doesn't really. He should have won the damn Bear Cup. And then at least everybody would have won at least one thing. He still hasn't won anything.
Still hasn't
in
won
19
anything?
Years.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like
he's
Canadian
the Toronto.
Hockey.
He's
like
the Toronto
Canadian
Maple
hockey
Leafs.
Teams.
Yeah, seriously, he's the Maple Leafs of this thing.
So, but he gave me a great shirt.
That is an excellent shirt.
He gave
shirt.
Me a citrus nut.
I love the citrus nut.
Yeah. So there's that. So lots happened since I saw you all last. Not the least of which was I don't know when that will happen again.
What?
To pick five winners in baseball regardless, and then to have done it based
on bobbleheads is very strong. That is incredibly impressive.
That was quality entertainment.
We were supposed to get Paul Biancardi 20 minutes ago.
You told me 1:30.
I said 12:30.
You also didn't say anything. I didn't even know until I saw your tweet, and I was like, it's 12:45. We'll just wait.
Yeah. All right, so I might have messed up. That might be my blow.
No.
That's fine. You could take a top of the hour break.
Yeah, we are.
Why would you? Yep, guys get married eating on the air. Sorry, 4 o'clock, I'm starving. Got to have something. And we got this delicious pizza from
Matzo Pie, baby. Shout out to Matzo Pie, Casper and Company. Great stuff from them. Head to the Anchorage location for a unique dining experience. They brought by some delicious focaccia bread and pizza.
Oh, they got the focaccia bread out there? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So great stuff from our friends at Matzo Pie.
I'm disappointed with Blank, though. He didn't bring the chorizo one.
The what?
The chorizo pizza.
That's true.
I thought it was pepperoni for the longest time, and I was like, man, this pepperoni just...
It slaps different.
And then Louie one day was just like, you know, it's chorizo, right? And I was like, that makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, it's not pepperoni.
Visit the Douglas Loop and Butchertown location. Stop and pick up some 10-20 craft brews and discover the delicious handmade brick oven pizza. Matzo Pie.
Why would you book a guest knowing that I've been gone for 4 years? You know I've got ridiculous crap that I have to chew
up
the first hour.
I know, but like I kind of asked Paulie B when he wanted to do it, and he said 12:30, so I was like...
Now we screwed him, poor guy.
Yeah,
well,
so...
I feel bad about that. How about this, though? We want to know Wednesday. We got into... That's what... See, it still has elements of stuff I love. We can talk for a long time about the kind of stuff we would talk about on the show. For example, only three of them had been to Bucky's.
Right.
Oh, and the three of us who had were doing an improv testimonial, and the other two were like, what is so special? It's hard to describe to people. I said,
it's magic.
70. It is. I said, after Disney, it's the happiest place on earth. And they were like, really? And the other two guys were like, oh, my God, yes. Fresh brisket on the board. So anyway, we got into that, and then we got into talking about Waffle House. Did you know?
Oh, let's go.
Did you know that the way that the person, you know, all the food is prepared there.
Right.
The way that the person who's preparing the plate for the chef puts the jelly packets or the lettuce and tomato on is telling the chef how to prepare the dish.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I did not
know that. So there's like a little system.
There's two pieces
of jelly horizontal.
Exactly. If the two are in this corner, it means one thing. If they're separated, it means something else. That's
genius.
It is freaking genius.
If they're parallel, it's scrambled. If they're perpendicular, over easy.
I mean,
damn, I could go for some eggs right now. I am craving eggs.
Really?
Yeah.
Need some protein.
We had breakfast for dinner last night because we're moving out of our apartment, so we've just like started like getting all the stuff that we don't need out.
Right.
And then we only had frozen hash browns in the freezer.
Nice.
Eggs and bacon. So
you had breakfast for dinner. Nice.
Awesome.
I'd like to go to the same Waffle House a bunch of times so they know me and know I'm harmless and I mean no harm. And then, you know, when you guys order your hash browns with, you know, all the adjectives.
Smothered, covered, chunked, diced.
I would like to bring 5 different adjectives each time that make no sense.
Okay.
Like gutted, rutted, roofed, tropped, and
caulked.
Yeah, caulked. And this time look at me and then bring me plain ones. And then it would be like a tradition. Like everybody would know he's coming in. Let's see what 5 he put together. The middle two always have to rhyme. I had this in the plane today as I was flying home. I don't know why it popped into my head.
Text those in. UPS job sex like
middle 437. Middle two have to rhyme. So it's like, it was like frayed, spade. Oh, that's it. You got a couple of rhymes.
Right.
Frayed, spade, rolled.
Doled.
No, everyone doesn't have to rhyme, but they got to be. I'm trying to remember what the other ones I used was.
And they don't need to make sense.
You don't want to make any sense. Oh, okay. They can't even. The guy can't possibly interpret it. Well, he means he wants mushrooms. No, that's the whole point. It's so five things that make no sense. Because I don't. I never understand what Jamie's saying when he gets them chopped, tropped, lopped,
smothered, covered, chunked, and diced.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, see.
So I would. Would get mine
peeled, shucked, tucked, scorched, and flattened.
Yeah, that's not bad.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, so you got to get that.
Instead of saying shucked, I was going to say something else.
No, don't say that. You don't want to get anybody mad. And just have the guy look at you, and then, you know, he's the usual. Yeah, then he brings the plain ones out. Yeah, I want that one. I want to get him, you know.
I like caulked. I'm sorry. That's...
Caulked is a good one. Caulked, yeah. So anyway, that's where my mind goes. So what are these things?
These are, crack them open. They are beaver nuggets.
Why is Tulio excited
about
that?
That was the one that I said, bring them home. When he was
No. He was this was Tulio's idea. Beaver nuggets. And they are like little corn puffs. Like Cracker Jack, yeah. But more maple-y, I feel like.
And they're also, Cracker Jack is popcorn.
Yeah.
This is, this is corn too?
I said it's like the cereal pops, but maple-y.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they're like corn pops, like maple corn pops.
Well, they are ridiculously delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was a tool. I got him a bag, so I wanted to bring you a bag.
Thank you.
I opened them last night, and look at the about below the Buc-ee's I got to, and I was like, I need to stop.
Well, I could do that now on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Piss everybody off.
Yeah. No, they're good, though, aren't they?
Trivia question. Let's see if you know. Where are the Buc-ee's products manufactured?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Nope.
Don't know.
Julio? He's good at these little games.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Lake Jackson, Texas.
Oh, really? Wait. Didn't we talk about this, though, when you first came back from Buc-ee's?
I have no idea.
I thought we went through the history of Buc-ee's.
I did notice that Rich pointed this out. Almost all the stuff they sell is Buc-ee's brand. They are so big, they get all their own stuff manufactured.
Yeah.
It's like Kirkland with Costco.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. They got
their own golf balls that are amazing, by the way.
Get out of here.
Kirkland's. Oh, no, not Buc-ee's.
Golf balls? Like, now he's gone too far.
No. Kirkland, their golf balls. I think if my story's not, like, wrong, I think it was someone worked for Titleist and then was like, all right, I'm leaving. Kirkland's going to give me a big-time job or big-time money. He went there, and he used, like, the same formula or whatever that they do for the Pro-V ones.
Yeah, I was going to say. So
with the Kirkland balls. So I just call them the Pro-V ones cousin.
No, they are. I've heard amazing. That from really good players that they are.
The Kirkland's balls are
even
good.
Even Jamie said that. Yeah, that they're. And Jamie, you know.
Yeah. Ooh, Jamie.
You know, but he you know, he does need a good golf ball, because if you give a guy with a high velocity swing a crappy ball, it's like hitting mashed potatoes.
Yeah, right.
He said these have a good feel. They're really good, and they're, I think, like half the price of Pro-V.
Yeah, I was going to say. I thought they were relatively affordable.
Yeah. All right. Well, are we going to try and salvage being Cardi and offer an apology, or what are we going
to say? You could call him, Tanner, and tell him we're sorry. Throw us under the bus.
And if he wants to do it, great. If he doesn't, tell him we understand.
Yeah. There you go. I like that plan.
We got a super long break, though, so.
All right. Well, it gives me a chance to go eat some focaccia bread.
Hey.
All right. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for letting me talk about an hour's worth of stuff in my life. NBA draft coming up. That's obviously a big deal. And we'll get to that. We also have the Final Four gets underway. Oh, let's get a score. Let's get a score.
Oh, for cricket?
Oh, yeah.
You got some adjectives in text line, too.
Oh, that'll help.
They're good.
Okay. The World Cup semifinal number one is today. And, they're both night games. They play tonight. South Africa plays Afghanistan, and then the winner plays the winner of India and England. That's one tomorrow. I wouldn't mind seeing either of these. I don't think South Africa's lost a game in the entire tournament so far. And England is the defending champion. So we could have those two games are tonight at 8:30 and tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning. That's the one is tomorrow in the morning. And then the championship game is on Saturday at 10:30 in the morning in Barbados. Oh, they are really playing all sorts of islands. The semifinal today is in Trinidad and Tobago. The one tomorrow is in Guyana. And then the championship is in Barbados. Flying these bad boys all around down there.
Wow.
Yeah. Very cool.
All right. You got money on any of them?
I do not. If I were to put money on it, I would say South Africa is going to win the whole thing.
South Africa?
They've been very good. Really good.
Okay.
Yeah. But India's the defending champ. I mean, England's the defending champion. And I think India may be the number one ranked team in the world. So...
Who is the fourth team?
Bangladesh.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy.
We'll come back.
So we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.